You're listening to SBS News.
Fiona Hutchison has gone the extra mile to make sure her dad, Robert, is safe. The 80-year-old has Alzheimer's disease, impacting his ability to think and remember. Ms. Hutchison monitors his movements through a watch tracker and has put up signs around his house to remind him not to wander off.
He started wandering and things like that, and taking food out of his freezer and hiding it in the cupboards. He was feeling like people were coming in and stealing his food and being here overnight when he was sleeping.
Earlier this year, he was placed into respite care at an aged care facility after getting lost. But as coronavirus cases began to surge, Ms. Hutchison made the hard decision to take him out.
I just could not do it. Yeah. My mum died in respite, so I already had one trauma situation. Yeah, so we weren't going down that path.
New figures provided to SBS News show bed occupancy in Australia's aged care facilities dropped by 1.7% between April and June. The total decrease for the year has hit 2.6%. A Sydney aged care home was the first to record multiple COVID-19 cases, and the Royal Commission heard the industry was underprepared and there was no specific federal plan. 203 people in aged care have now died from the virus. Peter Rosen, QC, is the senior counsel assisting the Royal Commission.
Grandparents, parents, siblings and friends, a human tragedy. Presently, 68% of all COVID-19 deaths in Australia relate to people in residential aged care.
De-skilling of the sector and a breakdown in communications were singled out as contributing factors. The aged care watchdog is accused of taking 4 days to raise the alarm with the federal government about the St Basil's facility in Melbourne, which is now connected to more than 100 cases. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, said he was concerned about the findings.
I welcome the role of the inquiry that has been undertaken in the Senate that has drawn attention to this issue. I want to be really clear. Where there are breakdowns, where there are issues, I want to know about them. And I want to know about them and I want to fix them.
The Commission also heard the New South Wales Health Department asked COVID-positive patients at Newmarch House, the site of 17 deaths, not to be transferred to hospitals because it didn't want to set a precedent. Mr. Rosen said the pandemic has exposed the flaws of the system.
It can be said, Commissioners, that the aged care system we have in 2020 is not a system that is failing. It's the system operating as it was designed to operate. We should not be surprised at the results.
As tragedy continues to unfold in Victoria, Melbourne aged care resident Merle Mitchell said she had no choice but to remain in her room for almost all of the day during lockdown.
So every morning when I wake up, I think, damn, I've woken up, but I'm here till I die, so I've got to make the best of it. And that's what I try to do. Which is not to say that I'm not being cared for, but I'm sure that if you really ask most people here, they would all say they would rather be dead rather than be living here.
The hearings into the troubled sector continue, though Victoria's outbreak will not be part of the inquiry due to the continuing situation. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.